So let's review. The Gemara continues seeking the rationale for Cheskas Kimoshadim, establishing one's ownership of real property by proving his normal usage of the property for 3 consecutive years. The Gemara suggests several logical explanations. Shasa Kamaisa Mochel Inish, Tarti Mochel. The first 2 years that a stranger works the land and takes the produce, the owner would usually waive his rights. However, Tlas Le Mochel, he would not do so for a third year. Therefore, since he did not protest, we can assume that he indeed sold the property to the occupant. The Gemara asks, however, according to this logic, Kihadra Ara Tehadra Lavarmi Peiri. If one fails to establish a full 3-year chazakah, he should return the land but not the produce he already consumed because the owner was Meichel. Yet Rav Nachman said, Hadra Ara Vahadra Peiri. He must return the value of the produce as well. Therefore, the Gemara modifies this rationale. Shasa Kamaisa Leikopet Inish. Tarti Leikopet. The first 2 years that someone occupies the land, although the owner does not forgo his rights, he does not protest. However, Talas Kapit, he would certainly protest during the 3rd year. Therefore, since he did not protest, he must have sold it to the occupant. The Gemara asks, however, according to this logic, Hani de Beibar al Yashiv, the Kapti afila man de Cholif amitzra ditu, hachanami de la alta av a chazaka? One should be able to establish a chazaka immediately in the property belonging to those who are known to protest any attempt to infringe upon their rights, even someone passing through their boundaries. And this cannot be so because imkein nesata devrecha l'shiurin. The length of time necessary for chazaka depends on each individual's nature, while the Mishnah stated unequivocally that it is 3 years. Therefore, the Gemara offers a slightly different rationale. Shasa kamaisa mizdar inish bishdare, tarte v'tlas mizdahar. During the first 3 years after a sale, a buyer is careful to guard his deed. After that, he assumes that his ownership is secure and it is reasonable for him to misplace the document. Accordingly, the Rishonim explained, when one uses a property and the previous owner does not protest, we assume he did indeed sell the property. However, within 3 years, since the current occupant cannot produce the document, this undermines his claim that he bought it. However, after 3 years, when it is not unusual to misplace the document, he can use the owner's silence to prove his ownership. Nevertheless, the previous owner does not have to protest in the presence of the occupant because we assume that such news spreads and the occupant became aware of the protest and should have been careful to retain the sale document. The Gemara discusses several details regarding establishing a chazaka. He must use the property for 3 consecutive years. Although the Mishnah clearly stated 3 years to the day, we might have thought they must be full years, but they do not need to be consecutive. Kamash Malan Rav Huna therefore teaches us that they must be consecutive. The Gemara adds, Maidi Rav Huna ba'asi demur ribagi. Rav Huna agrees that in an area where some people leave their fields fallow every other year in order to produce better crops the following year, that the years of usage do not have to be consecutive because he's using it like a typical owner. The Gemara challenges Rav Huna from our Mishnah, which says, Cheskes habatim, ownership of homes is also established through a chazaka of 3 years. However, batim b'yimama yadi b'lelia lo yadi. Ordinarily, witnesses can only testify regarding the daytime and are not aware whether the occupant remained there during the night. If so, havalahu mefuzaris, they can only testify to a non-consecutive chazaka. So according to Rav Huna, how does one establish cheskes habatim? The Gemara offers 3 answers. Abaya says, shivvi meidi yadi b'yimama u'balelia. The neighbors know and can testify about the nighttime as well. Rava says, the asu beitreva amri anan agrinan minei v'darinan beitlashnin b'yimama u'balelia. One can establish a chazaka if witnesses testify that they rented the home from the buyer and lived there for 3 uninterrupted years, day and night. However, Mazutra explains, as Rashi writes, "E mechayven es amachzik lehevi edim sheyidu beferish al kol yom v'alelis." We do not require the occupant to bring witnesses who can testify specifically about the nights. Eli yidu stam shiruuhu dar gimel shanim umistama im beyamim dar bebayis af balelis darbay. It is sufficient for the witnesses to testify only about the days, and we assume that he lived there at night as well. Unless itoin v'amr leisi tre sahadi lasudilei didar betlashne b'imamu b'lelya tanosi taina. If the previous owner demands that witnesses testify about the nights as well, the occupant must comply. Otherwise, anan loin taninale, we do not demand it. except in the case of Bereichon HaMachzirin Ba'ayaris, the Avagav Leitan, Taninin Le'anan. If the previous owner is a peddler, we do demand that the witnesses testify about every single night, since peddlers are rarely home, and the occupant may simply be a squatter who moved out of the house whenever the peddler returned home. The Gemara cites an exception to the original ruling of Rav Huna. Maid Rav Huna, Bechanusa de Mechayza de le Mama Avida le Lel Yilay Avida. Shopkeepers do not have to bring witnesses about the nights because the normal usage of a store is only during the day. Therefore, a storekeeper indeed establishes a chazaka after 3 years of daytime usage. The Gemara relates, Ram bar Chama v'Rav Ukva bar Chama, Zavman ahi amsa b'hadi adadi. They purchased a slave woman in partnership. Ma'ar ishtamash b'rishayna shlishas v'chamishas, u'ma'ar ishtamash b'shni revis v'shishas. She served them for 6 years, alternating between them. Consequently, nafik ira leva. Someone claimed she belonged to him. Rava ruled, Kiheha dilizhulay havachazaka, la ammanami la havachazaka. You alternated years so that neither of you could claim a chazaka against the other. Similarly, neither of you have established a chazaka vis-a-vis anyone else either. However, kasav itra kala islay. If they wrote a document delineating your arrangement, people were aware of their partnership and the claimant should have protested, and so it is a valid chazaka even after only 3 years. Another aspect of proper usage for chazaka, Rava said, if one does not plant a certain arable section of the field, he has not established ownership of that section. However, Rav Huna b'Rei d'Rishua qualified Rava's ruling. If it is not arable, this section is included with the rest of the field. However, Rav Bibi bar Abaye disagrees and holds, he did not establish ownership of that section because he could have used that section for grazing his animals or drawing fruit. Similarly, if an entire property is not arable, one establishes a chazaka by using it in other ways, such as these. The Gemara discusses a case of a disputed chazaka. If the previous owner of a house asked the current occupant to explain his presence, and he said, I purchased it from you and I've already been residing here for 3 years establishing a chazaka. The previous owner then claimed, during those years, I've been living in the inner rooms of this house and I've also been using the outer rooms to enter and exit, thereby invalidating your chazaka. Tesis explains, he can prove that he lived there, but he cannot prove that he also used the outer rooms. The Gemara records a machlokes. Rav Nachman ruled, Zil bar achilascha. The occupant must prove that he established a proper chazaka. While Rava maintained, Hamoitze mechaver olav araya. The burden of proof rests on the previous owner because, as Rashbam explains, we do not need to suspect that the previous owner used the disputed space as well, and so the chazaka establishes the occupant as the owner.